First, let me show you a couple of short ideas on the Nusach Hatzila, or the ideas relating to Rosh Hashanah. First thing let's discuss very briefly is the Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, we have Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah. Big Shiloh, do you say Avinu Malkeinu Chotonu Lefonecha? On Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Vidui. We don't say, so why then do we say Avinu Malkeinu Chotonu Lefonecha? So, interestingly, there are many people that don't say it. There are minhagim, I don't know what they do.
Shabbos,
you don't say. This year, Yom Kippur, we're not going to be saying Avinu Malkeinu except for Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah, so it's going to be a short version of the service will be shortened.
You say by mincha?
By mincha? Erev Yom Kippur? No, you don't.
Normally you don't, but I thought...
You never say it by... No, you don't. I don't think yet.
Sorry, what?
Avinu Malkeinu.
They go by. I know. What do you call it? They say it by.
People say it only for the Dafka, only when it comes out on a Friday.
Right.
You're not saying anything.
Oh, I never heard this before. I never heard this. Yeah, Rodner.
By Rodner, they say it.
I never heard such a thing. Very interesting. That you say Avinu Malkeinu on a year when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, because you're not going to be saying it on Shabbos. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, but there is such a thing of not of again this year. We're not going to say. I remember last time when Yom Kippur was on Shabbos. When Yom Kippur, if I'm not mistaken, the last time Yom Kippur was on Shabbos, I think Perez, he went to the Great Synagogue for Mincha. And he said he was very disappointed because they didn't say his favorite prayer, Avinu Malkeinu. I think it was him. Maybe it was someone else. Maybe it was another. Someone in the very high up in the Israeli government. He was big. I think he came to davening like he was waiting for, I love Avinu Malkeinu. It's my favorite tefillah. They didn't say it, and they had to explain to him, well, today is Shabbos, and Shabbos you don't say Avinu Malkeinu except by for Ne'ilah. That's what you say. But I once saw this idea, and the numbers don't work. Maybe you could help me with this. There are 44 Avinu Malkeinus. 44. I read there were 40. There were. Ooh. 43. I don't know, is it 43? Maybe what it means is that when you don't say Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefonecha on Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to say Chatanu Lefonecha. So then there's only going to be 43. Why there 43? This opens up a new idea. Let me take a step back. On Yom Kippur, what is the Avodah Sayyam on Yom Kippur? The Avodah Sayyam is what takes place, the dam and the par, the blood, the sprinkling of the blood of the dam and the par lefnai v'lefnim. The Kohen goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he sprinkles blood. How many times did it sprinkle dam hapar? 8 times. Achas lamala and shiva lamata. How many times does he sprinkle the dam of the soyer? Same thing. Achas lamala and shiva lamata. Then he does the same exact thing outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim towards the curtain. How many times is it? Another 16 times. So far what are we up to? 16 plus 16 is 32. Then what's next? Then the blood is mixed together, the blood is poured together, it's like a sheva brachas. You take the blood, you pour it together, and then... they're both red, right? The blood of the chas and kala, they mix together, and then... and then what do they do with the blood? They go to the mizbech hazav. Oh, now it's 44. It is 44. How I get out? Okay, 44. Then what do we do next? What do we do with the blood of the dam and par dam asoy? What do we do with it? You go to the mizbeach hazav. What do? You put on the four corners. That's four. Then what do? You sprinkle how many on the surface? The tiharoy shel mizbeach. How many is that? 7. You sprinkle 7 times on the surface on the mizbeach hazav and on the four corners. So what are we up to? 32 plus 11. It's 7. 7 plus 4, 43. Then what do you do the rest of the blood? The rest of the blood you take outside to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. The Mizbeach HaChitzayin. And you pour the remainder of the blood on the site. So how many applications are there in total? 44. Again, 7, 7, 7, 7. And I was like, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. You sprinkle 8 times the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 8 times the Dam HaPar on the Pareches, 32. Then 4 corners. Then you take the blood, you mix it together on the 4 corners, 7 times on the surface, another 11 times. 32 plus 11 is 43. And then the blood is taken outside to the Mizvech HaChitzain, and all the blood is poured down on the foundation of Mizvech, a total of 44 times. I believe I saw in Rav David Cohen Sefer, in the Masas Kapai, he says, either it's his own or I think he has a source, not his own, to say this, is that that's why it was done by design on Avinu Malkeinu. There are 44 Avinu Malkeinus. We are reenacting the 44 steps in the process of atonement that takes place on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu by taking the two holiest karbanos, the Dam HaPar, Dam HaSor. It's an avoida. The Ikra avoida is the Nesinas Hadam on the Mizbech Kapara. It's a certain type of vidui, a certain type of kapara. 44 Avinu Malkeinus. Dam is 44. Very good. Taka fits. Taka fits. Very good. Dam is 44. 44. What? 44 Avinu Malkeinu. How many times we say it total? I never counted. You're touching upon something very interesting, Rabbi Tezner. I never bring the Sefer. Rabbi Tezner has a discussion that the ancient meaning was not do it as often as we do it. We do it too many times. When you're in shul the whole day, why don't we do it by Musaf? Why don't we do Avinu Malkeinu by Musaf? Because we already did it by Shachris. For that reason, he says that if you daven Mincha, I believe our Chazon Ish was knowing this, if you daven Mincha right after Musaf, as many shuls do, which is not so simple, it's not so proper to do, but if due to circumstance, you have no choice but to daven Mincha right after you daven Musaf, you daven Musaf, you finish so late, in the Iker Hadin, you should not be saying Avinu Malkeinu. There's only one Avinu Malkeinu per attendance in shul. If you have not left shul, the Avinu Malkeinu does not expire. That's what he holds. I think the Chazon Ish was knowing this. Again, he has a very kind. Rav Tezner himself comes out very strongly against the custom that's done today in many, many shuls and yeshivas to say Daven Mincha after Musaf. He holds it's wrong. It's just totally wrong. You're supposed to go home and eat. And you're not in the frame of mind. The average person is not in the frame of mind to daven a proper mincha, and you're not supposed to wait so long. There are a lot of different issues he holds, it's wrong. But I can tell you the fact is, that's not the minhag olam is. In many, many shuls, they
say Rosh Hashanah because of Tashlich.
And there are other many reasons. Yeshivists, they daven, everyone davens mincha.
You take a break after Shachris and daven Musaf.
Right. So he holds, if you daven mincha, you're doing it wrong, you're not allowed to say Avinu Malkeinu. I think the Chazon Ish also, if he could be a Chazon Ish also daven mincha afterwards, even though, and the Chazon Ish takes as issue because Avinu Malkeinu depends upon coming to shul. So if you're in shul, let's say you don't say Avinu Malkeinu, and the proof is Musaf. Why you should be saying Avinu Malkeinu after Musaf? Because Musaf is done telling with chakras. But that's not the Minig Oil. The Minig Oil means that you're going to say Avinu Malkeinu no matter what. But there's a very, yeah?
You said there are 44?
44.
Babbage has a different version.
I don't know.
I always thought there's only one Avinu Malkeinu.
That's what he said. That's what he said. That he preempted you. He preempted you. Okay, but it's a very nice Yisoid. 44 is Dam, as he said. It's Dam Gematria Dam. There are 44 Avinu Malkeinus, and there are 44 applications of the Dam on Yom Kippur. Now, this idea I just want to point out opens up another idea. I want to give you one other example to think about, and maybe do some research online if this is true. That what we do on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is an avodah, Seder HaLevi, the Ketores, and the Dam HaPar, Dam HaSoyer, the Asol HaZazel. There is an approach, just to touch upon the idea, is that what we do on Rosh Hashanah, the avodah of Rosh Hashanah, in one way parallels things that we do on Yom Kippur, but in a different dimension. Here's one example. 44 Avinu Malkeinus. The 44 Avinu Malkeinus correspond to something that's taking place on Yom Kippur. That's one example. Another example, and this is going to shock you, and I didn't believe this until I went online and I downloaded some sound clips. Go online and download a sound clip of an axe. I'm not joking. Type in, I want an MP3 sound clip. There are all these sites, there are billions of sites that have all the most bizarre sound clips you can ever, not enough time in your lifetime to listen to all the different sound clips. Try to find the sound clip of an axe, and try to find the sound clip of a goat. And you'll be shocked to discover that the sound clip of an axe, of a shor, of a par, a par is a shor, try to make a par, is very similar to a shvarim. Three sounds, three short sounds. A goat is surprisingly similar to a chua.
Right.
Chua. So someone suggests is that what we're doing right now, we have also another concept that why is the Baal Tokea not allowed to have a shofar of gold? Why can he plate hider mitzvah? Plate it with a gold piece. So the Gemara says, Kevan dilazikaron the kilifnim dami. Since it's coming for zikaron, since the shofar is zikaronis to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's kilifnim damia. We're going lifnai v'lifnim, and when you go lifnai v'lifnim, there's a principle of ein kategor nasa sanega. When the kohen gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim, he only wears the big day lavan. He doesn't wear the big day shmoina because it has gold, and you don't go with gold lifnai v'lifnim ein kategor nasa sanega. But you don't say that every you can have a sefer Torah with a gold keser. There's no din kategor nasa sanega when it comes. Only things that are lifnai v'lifnim. Shofar is an extremely bizarre thing. Chazal tell us, when you blow the shofar here in America, it's ki'ilu you're going lifnai v'lifnim. Are you talking such? Then the Chazal say, mimela, you're not allowed to have gold, everything has to be. So, what do you do lifnai v'lifnim? What do? You sprinkle the dam ha'par, the dam ha'soyer. And the sound of the shofar is the sound of the par. It's a fascinating thing. The sound of a shaligar is yom teruah. What is the teruah? A yababa. What is the yababa? We don't know. Is it genuche genuche? Is it yalala yalala? Is it the three sounds? Is it the short sounds? And it's lefnai v'lefnim. And what's lefnai v'lefnim? It happens to be. Again, I go online. I'm not trying to make this up. Go listen. Maybe it's not. I'm not saying it's not right. I heard this. It's not my own. I heard this in some. Is that these sounds, they parallel the sound of a par and of a sawyer, the ram and the goat. Rosh Hashanah is coming to lay the foundation, to soften the foundation for Yom Kippur. But it's even a greater mile, because on Rosh Hashanah we serve Hashem through life. On Yom Kippur we serve Hashem through death. Yom Kippur, it's the blood of the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSoyer. On Rosh Hashanah we're going lifnai v'lifnim with the coil. Vayipach be'ap of nishmas chayim. Just like in the human beings, this ruach memala, which was expressed in terms of the koyach hadibur, Adam was a person of speech. The animals also, Hashem blew the breath of life in their nostrils, which also produced sound koyach, and their koyach hadibur is expressed in terms of their particular sounds, which happen to sound like a shvarim for the par and a truah for the aisle. And this is what we're presenting a Kadosh Baruch Hu lefnai v'lefnim on Rosh Hashanah. We're presenting him with chayim. On Yom Kippur, we're bringing the blood, their blood. We're presenting with the mesiras nefesh, the karbanos, our willingness to give up our lives towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so this is something I find, again, just a parallel. Just like, it's not so far-fetched to say, 44, Yom Rashana, Avinu Malkeinu, Dam, the Ikar Avinu Malkeinu is for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we all say Avinu Malkeinu the whole year round, on the fast days, and so on and so forth, but Rosh Hashanah is a very critical moment. Yom Kippur really is the time of Avinu Malkeinu, but Rosh Hashanah we expand upon it, and we bring Yom Kippur already in one dimension into Rosh Hashanah. Now what about Avinu Malkeinu Chatan L'fanecha? So some people object to saying Chatan, because Yalam is saying Chet on Rosh Hashanah. It's not as much to be Misvad on Avinus. So I saw something, Rabbi Tezner says something that is absolutely shocking. Put your hair will stand up on. When you say chatanu lefanecha, you know what he says? You should be mechavein, not me. my father. What do we say? in the slichus we say Anachnu Avaseinu Chatanu. Avaseinu. So he's mamish fun fakert. Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu. And how is the proof? The next line. This is what he said. I'm joking. Ein Lanu. The proof is our father sinned. Avinu Malkeinu. No, now you don't say. Oh, you don't say that. Avinu Malkeinu. Not really us. Us with tzaddikim. The next line. Ein lanu melech elato. It was our forefathers that didn't hold of you. Avinu Malkeinu chatanu lefanecha. Who? Not me.
We're
the good guys. Because the next line says, Avinu Malkeinu, ein lanu. We have ein lanu, because that, otherwise, if you're going to say that you yourself sinned, that's a violation to the law that you're not allowed to say chatasi on, Rosh Hashanah. And you can't knock it out, because you've got to have that magic number of 44. Okay, another interesting yesod he says is the hakpada to say Avinu Malkeinu standing. Today we cut corners. We try to sit as much as we possibly can. But this is not something you can cut corners on, because according to Chazal, it's established Keneged, the Shmoneh Esrei, the Amida, especially all the, there are 13 things. We have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How do we get the 13? He says there are 13. Not exactly. There are 13 critical ones in the middle. I didn't figure that part out. You gotta go look it over. I think the Mishma Koileinu, you go backwards. Basically, a lot of the requests that we make parallel to requests we make in the Shmoneh Esrei. And building upon that theme, I don't have any numbers for you, particular numbers, the Avinu Malkeinu was established as something that's parallel or to mimic in the pattern of the Amida, the Shmoneh Esrei.
Because you have the six brachas, the three in front, three in back, so you left with 13.
What do you mean three in front, three in back? What do you mean?
Talking about the
Amidah, yeah, right. That's 13. So where are the 13 in the Avinu Malkeinu from the 44? Right. So where do you have 13 in the Avinu Malkeinu? There are 44 in the Avinu Malkeinu. Figure out. Okay, I didn't get that part. But the Yesod is Avinu Malkeinu. Something very important to keep in mind. The most important part of davening is the Amidah, is where you stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amidah, and that you have to be standing. Avinu Malkeinu is a parallel to the Amidah, and therefore there's a hakpada that it should be said standing. So when you come to prioritize what you're going to stand, what you're going to sit, this should be said standing. Okay, another beautiful. This is what I told you. I told you this at least probably twice, but it's one of my favorite verloch, and it always hits me. We have five kasvenus on the Yom Naran. We switch from, we say kasvenu b'sfive b'sefer, kasvenu b'sefer chayim tayim, kasvenu b'sefer gulu v'shu, kasvenu b'sefer b'sefer parnas v'chalkala, kasvenu b'sefer zechuyos, kasvenu b'sefer slicho mechila. Why do we add that? And we say in these books, that every single Shabbos we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, we say, Katshenu b'mitzvah secha, v'sein chelkenu b'sor secha. The five kasvenus is an elaboration, because these five kasvenus correspond to the chamishei zdamavar. I saw this for an old sefer, I don't remember what it's called, out of print. Like, I found it in Seamus. I went to the sefer, I saw this, I said, wow, what of art. Five kasvenus, they correspond to the five chamishei chumshei Torah. Chumash Bereshis is Chaim Tovim. Bereshis Baruch Lekim. The whole Chumash Bereshis, the creation, is the creation of the world, the creation of Klal Yisrael. The second book is Sefer Geula v'Yeshua, the Geula and Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the thrust of Chumash Shemos. What's the third one? Parnasa v'Chalkala. What is Chumash Vayikra all about? Korbanos. What are Korbanos all about? They're our tefillah, b'mkoyim tefillah. We daven today b'mkoyim of Korbanos. Korbanos is our bakasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to sustain us. Parnasa v'Chalkala. What is Chumash Bamidbar? It's numbers. Our avos, our ancestors. Whose chusim do we live in and do we live on? The zechus avos. We only exist today because of the zoicher chaste avos. Who are our avos? Well, there's Aramis and Yaakov. They are the Shvatim and they are the Shishim Riboy. The Shishim Riboy. They're the ones who laid the foundation. They were mekabel the Torah. They are avos. They're to a certain degree. But Sefer Zichuyos. And what is Sefer Devarim? Slichu mechilu Moshe Rabbeinu, as he's taking leave of Klal Yisrael, v'eschanan el Hashem v'eisahi leimor eber novi ereh Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Chumash Devarim is in the broader picture of things, which we have to, I'll leave you to your own imagination to figure out the details, but there's a lot of mechimer to work with is the sefer of Slicha u'mechila, when Moshe Rabbeinu is being mevakesh personally for his own Slicha u'mechila to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and is warning Klal Yisrael, the Shav Ad Hashem Elokecha, warning Klal Yisrael that they should do tshuva and they should not come to a matzav where they're going to be in this state of trouble. So when you say these five sections, what you're really asking is, write me down, Hashem, in Chumash Bereishis, give me a chelek in Chumash Shemos, give me a chelek in Chumash Vayikra, a chelek in Bamidbar, a chelek in Bamidbar. You are elaborating upon the theme of Kosveinu, of the same chelkenu b'soira secha. Grant us our portion in your Torah. Hashem, let it come alive. The life that's in Chumash Bereishis, let me have some of that real life in my life. The life of Gula of Yeshua, grant me a portion. Let me have some of that as well. What it says in Chumash Vayikra, the Sefer Parnas of the Chalkala, I also want to find myself in that book and that Parnas of the Chalkala. I also want to find myself in the book of Zuchus. I want to find myself in the book of Slichu Mechila. You are elaborating those five are the critical part of the Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, that concludes the Malkeinu. We have time for one more short vart? Okay, one more short vart. Okay, I saw this. This is not a full baked vart. This made an impression upon me. I don't. I saw some Rav David Cohen say from Masas Kapha yesterday, and he throws this in some parashas Vayera. He throws in a very interesting idea. We know that this we have tzaddikim, beinonim, and rishayim. So what I'm telling you is not what he says, but everything I'm saying is 100% rooted in his yisoides. Is that the tzaddikim and beinonim and rishayim can really be divided into, really refer to three different types of tzaddikim. We're not really dealing with Rishon. The Rishon, they're not in the picture. ISIS is not coming to shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They're not part of the picture. Okay, let's not. The Beinonim, they're also not in the picture. Everyone, the Amei Kulam Tzadikim. We're only dealing with Tzadikim. But in Tzadikim, there are really three Madrigos. There's a Tzadik Gomor. And then there's someone that's what we'll call a tzaddik beinoni. What's a tzaddik beinoni in Rav David Cohen's understanding? A tzaddik that should have made a macha. He lives in a community, in a society, in an environment where people are not with the program. And the tzaddik has a duty to tell people, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. This is not a derech hachayim. So why doesn't the tzaddik do anything about it? They're not going to listen to me. They're not going to listen to me. They're going to ridicule me. You know, so he brings down a Gemara. I don't remember what the Gemara is. He quotes the Gemara that just because you don't know, will they listen, will you not listen, a person has a duty, an obligation to do his part. Whether they'll listen, they're not going to listen, you have to make a macha. The Gemara, because there's a ma'isa with the Gemara, with the time of the Chum Bayis Rishon, where the Malach started with the Tzaddikim, the Gemara discusses why did the Tzaddikim suffer, because they should have made a macha. But then the Gemara goes on to say, if they would have made a macha, it wouldn't have made a difference. It would not have made a difference. The Malach said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu argued, doesn't matter. They still have the duty to make the macha. And Hashem accepted that as a valid criticism. And because of that, the tzaddikim they were killed. They died. Midas Hadin was able to touch them. Okay, so there is something called a tzaddik that's a beinoni, which means he did absolutely nothing wrong, but he should have made a macha. But it's goloi v'yodua l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if he would have made a macha, it would not have made one bit of a difference. And then there's what we call the tzaddik / parentheses, small letters, Russia. What's the tzaddik / small letters Russia? If he would have made a macha, it would have worked. There are situations where a person does absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. A tzaddik yisayd olam. But if he would have made a macha, it would have made a difference. And if you're in a situation like that, you probably know it also. You probably can sense you would have made a difference. Three different madrigos of tzaddikim. and we talk about the Yom Narohim, a tzaddik is nichtav right away, the Rosh is right away, the Beinoni is hanging in the balance, we're really alluding to, we're not dealing with people off the charts. That we're not dealing with. We're dealing with the Amech Kulum Tzadikim. We're dealing with levels of responsibility, of did you do it? Now he says, he goes on this, and I don't really grasp how he reads all of this into the Pasuk. He opens up the playing field. You have to interpret it in your way, the way that it's satisfying to you. But he makes an amazing observation in Parashas Vayera. The first person to pray for Tzadikim was who? Avravino in Sodom. Uh-huh. And there were 50 tzaddikim. There were 50 tzaddikim present in this first situation. Well, in the first round. In the first round, if there'll be 50 tzaddikim, there is an enormous amount of repetition. Okay, now in the first round, not the whole round, 40, 30, 20. Let's talk about the first round. Okay, look at these psukim, look what he says. Avram says, can we just find the pasuk? Vayera. Vayashkef Hashem, Vayikas Machutsa, okay, going back, almost here. Sodoma. Oh, here it is. Okay. Vayigash Hashem, Vayem Hashem, Zakas, Domba Mora, Ki Robo. Vichata Sam, Ki Chovdom, Oid. They're great sinners. Okay, fine. By Yigash Avram Vayomar. Now look at all the repetition. Ha'af Tispe. Hashem, will you anger? Tispe, destroy Tzadik im Rosha. If the Pasuk would stop here, we would be happy. But he goes on, he repeats himself. Ula Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim Itzoch Ir. Okay, 50 Tzadikim. Nochamo. Ha'af Tispe. He makes mention again. Okay, well, let's even put that aside. Look at the next pasuk of Hey. Cholilu lecha me'asos kadavar hazeh lehamis tzadik im rasha. The second time he compares a tzadik to a rasha. V'hoya, third time. V'hoya chatzadik kar rasha. Third time. And then he goes on to say, Nochmal, Chalilolach, Hashoifet Kolo Oretz Lo Yasem Mishpat. So basically, he says this term three times. Three times he says, Tzadik Im Rasha. Three times Avram says, and twice he says, Chalilolach. The first time he says, Chalilolach, Me'asois Kadovar Hazeh. The first time he doesn't say anything. The first time he just says, Tzadik im Rasha. Hayitochim. Tzadik im Rasha. The second time he gets a little more desperate. Chalilolach. Me'asos kadavar hazeh. And the third time, when he said Tzadik v'Rasha, he really goes to town. He pulls out all of his cards. Hashoifet kol haaretz. Lo yaseh mishpat. Shav David Cohen basically says these three different mentions of tzaddik v'rasha refer to the three different types of tzaddikim. The first tzaddik is the tzaddik gomor. There's nothing to talk about. You don't have to give mussar. It's clear as day. Or maybe you gave the mussar already. You gave the mussar. You gave mussar until there's no end. And they're not listening. A tzaddik gomor. You don't even have to say to Hashem Chalilolach. It's a given. Af Tispe, Tzadikim Rasha. No, they are Rasham. Good for them. And they are Tzadikim. Tzadikim are okay. You're not going to kill Tzadikim. And we're dealing over here with Tzadikim of the highest caliber who have made a Macha. Then they'll come to the Tzadi / Beinoni. What's a Tzadi / Beinoni? Golu yivyodu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if you make a Macha, it wouldn't make one bit of a difference. But should you have made the macha, you should have made the macha, at least for your own benefit. What is that? That is tzaddik. That is the tzaddik beinoni. That's the second mention. Avram says, Ribbono shel Olam, maybe taka, you're not going to find in Sodom tzaddikim gemurim. But Ribbono shel Olam, maybe there are tzaddikim who didn't do an Eaveris, and Golu v'yodul lefonecha, that if they would have made the macha, it wouldn't have made a difference. Here, Avraham has to invoke Midas Harachamim. Cholilolach. far be it from you, me'asois kadavar hazeh. There's already a degree of rachmanis, desperation. He's invoking, he's pulling out some of his cards to mevakesh racham. And then comes the third madrega, what we really were mispalel for. Tzadikim were really guilty. People who didn't do one thing wrong. Tzadikim, yisoidei olam. But if they would have made a macha, it would have made a difference. They're not such tzadikim. They're tzadikim, but they're not. So here, Avraham has to say, Chalil hashoifet kol haaretz. Here he goes to the extreme. Because here, Mishpat, listen, the bottom line is, he didn't do anything wrong. Okay, you make a macha. These are esoteric things. These are. But Rachmanis, the bottom line is, you're the Shoifet, Mishpat. So it's a very powerful Liman of Musa. You go read into Avraham, we are invoking the Koicham Ravinu on Rosh Hashanah, the Aham, three different types of tzaddikim, and we want to fall on the line of the tzaddikim in the first category, not the tzaddikim in the third category. Have a wonderful day. We have a puzzle, or maybe a puzzle? Okay.